today? Are you bleeding today?
No.
Barely. Limping.
All right, rolling right along, we are now joined by Clint Boyer, winner of the June race here at Michigan International Speedway last year, and driver of the number 14 Haas Automation IT Savvy Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. If you have any questions, please raise your hand, state your affiliation, and we'll get you a microphone. Over here on the left, we'll go to Steve.
Brad said that four drivers, Steve Schweitzer, the Lasco Press. Brad said the Ford drivers had dinner with the Ford family last night. Were you able to attend that event?
Yeah, I think we all were, as we should have been. What a treat, man. I tell you, there's certain things in life that, you know, I guess it all depends on how you grew up or what, but there's certain things in life that just hit you. You know, those surreal moments. And I was texting my father and a guy that you know, means a lot to me and was really close to him and has been around hot rods and drag racing all my life, my whole upbringing. I'm like, you're never going to believe this. I'm at Henry Ford's estate with his great-grandson Edsel as a host at a dinner. Did you hear what I just said? I mean, I'm from Kansas, man. I'm from a little town in Kansas, and here I am in Henry Ford's estate looking at a power plant that he built off the river that charged his estate with the help of Edison, yes, that guy, in 1900, and just unbelievable. Like, literally, you're sitting here like, my gosh, and the pride that that Edsel has and in his family's history, and you know, that was just super cool to be sitting across the table from Edsel and hearing you know, him speak about his family's history and you know, the impact that it's made in his life, the impact that it's made in our country. I mean, just it's just it really is a surreal moment that hit me in a big way and very much appreciated. Very, very cool night. There's always incentive. He's, you know, it goes without saying. You know, when a guy does something like that, it shows you know, his appreciation for not only his drivers, but our sport of NASCAR and their dedication and commitment to our sport, to our teams with Stewart Haas and Penske and Roush and everything that they do for all of us, you know, in the Ford camp. It makes you want to go out there after that dinner and take care of business like we did last year right here at home.
Go to Lee down here in the front.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. You've been solid at Sears Point in the past. How do you think your strategy will change with the addition of the carousel?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think everybody's, you know, I've been working hard on it. I know I've been making laps at the track trying to figure out the carousel. It's different. It's going to be a game changer. There's no question. I mean, obviously, it's an addition, right? Don't know what to think about it. Like, for the last several years, I've always looked for that track to be the go-to track. Since the Car of Tomorrow, you know, it really woke up certain tracks, and Sonoma and these road courses have been some of our best products of racing. I think that's a fact. You know, I mean, that's an opinion, but it's pretty damn close to a factual, you know, information. Been a great product out there, a destination race. Will the carousel change that one way or another? I don't know. Time's going to tell. It's changed. I promise you that.
I'll keep going as long as I have the floor. Do you have plans for the off week and you guys taking the family to the lake or anything exciting?
Yeah, of course. Lake time's always one of my most favorite things to do. Flooding is affecting everything, though. I mean, those people are getting beat up in the Midwest bad, whether it's tornadoes or flooding or, I mean, whatever the case may be. I mean, it's like literally a text or a phone call every single day of people that you know. It's like, man, you're never going to believe this. Farmer friends that, you know, got their crop in the ground, flooded out, trying to get back in. My dad just sent me a picture yesterday of, you know, one of our buddy's spray trucks just buried. I mean, buried in the mud in a field, right in the middle of a field. It's just, it's really sad what everybody's going through. And Lakeside Speedway, I saw a picture of that. That thing's back underwater again for the second time this year. I mean, big time underwater. So
Hopefully they get some relief. Hopefully we get some sunlight, and hopefully we'll be enjoying the lake. If not, you know, it just it really doesn't matter. I mean, there's, like I said, all the everything's backed up. The lakes, the you know, retention. I mean, just literally everything's backed up big time, and it needs some relief in a big way.
And if you had a normal 9-to-5 job, what would the average weekend look like for Clint? And I'm sure it's changed.
I always look for the weekend. I mean, I have since I was a little kid. But when I had a 9-to-5 job, I mean, that's a difference between some of us. I did have a 9-to-5 job. It wasn't a 9-to-5 job. It was I think 7:30 to whenever the job was done. You know, that said, and let me tell you something about a 9-to-5 job. But racing isn't a 9-to-5 job. There is no time card. There's whatever it takes to get the job done. You have a partner call. The answer is yes. They need you in Dallas, Texas. They need you in Las Vegas at a show. They need you in Miami. They need you. I don't give a damn where it's at. The answer is yes in today's day and age. So, you know, you're on call 24 hours a day. If somebody needs you, they need you at the shop. They have an answer, you know, a question that needs answered. I mean, there's it's always a nonstop rotation of whatever the case may be. I mean, literally, all week long, we've been trying to go over the next month and a half of my life, and it's like, God almighty, it's always chaotic, but that's what's fun. And you asked the question, what does the weekend look like? Since I was a little kid, you've always looked to the weekend. Leaving, pulling out, you know, with a race trailer and a motorhome, you know, with my two brothers and my dad and mom going motorcycle racing to loading up that thing. You know, Thursday night or Friday at noon while you're on lunch break and so you can leave as soon as work's over Friday to head to Lakeside. I mean, that's something that I've always looked to, you know, this weekend, packing the old bag Thursday morning. You're like, let's get it, man. We won there last year. It's time to do it again. Always looking to the weekend.
We'll go to Chase right here in the center.
Chase Willem, NASCAR.com. Clint, sorry if this has been covered already, but what would it mean to you to be able to put the Mustang in victory lane for the first time at Michigan on Sunday?
You know, the Mustang's big. It meant a lot to me. Just made sense to me growing up, you know, a car guy, that these manufacturers had their sports cars, you know, their hot rods on the racetrack. I mean, we've always called these things, they are hot rods. I mean, listen to them things out there. That's a hot rod. You know, and when you look at a stable like Ford, it is a shame that the Mustang wasn't always on the racetrack, you know, and it wasn't necessarily their doings. I mean, there was political reasons that had to happen. But that's all changed now. The Mustang's on the racetrack. And I think you know, what's it mean to have the Mustang on the track? For me, it means that that's where it belongs. And that Mustang belongs in victory lane again, like we did last year. Ford, again, going back to the dinner and the commitment, you know, the investment that our manufacturers had in us, in particular Stuart Haas Racing and me in that 14 car. Yes, I want to go out and put them in victory lane again, because that's huge bragging rights for the manufacturer. And that's a huge bragging rights for us as individuals delivering that.
Any final questions for Clint?
Well, fine then.
Thank you, Clint. Best of luck.
Appreciate it, Bob. Nothing. I already took a picture. I'm fixing to tweet it. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. This is how Bob handled my media interview. He was digging into a story. So, yeah. It's coming. I'm coming for you, boy.